but help spur competition and hopefully get us to the point where broadband is super cheap, super fast, you know, super reliable.
Ryan Singel is an Open Internet Fellow at Stanford Law School's Center for Internet and Society. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
It is Thursday morning on KSJE, and it is now time to talk a little bit about the San Juan Symphony. Thomas Heuser is joining me this morning to talk a bit about the symphony and their new season that starts very soon. Thomas is joining us remotely. There he is. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Of course. It's great to see you. And gosh, it's season 37. Can that be possible?
37. That's right. 2022 is here. We're so excited for everything on offer this year, Scott. It's going to be a great year.
Very good. And the theme of the season is connect with the pulse.
That's right. Yeah, this season, you know, this idea of connection is something we're so passionate about at San Juan Symphony, connecting with our communities throughout the Four Corners, especially in Farmington and Durango. And this is sort of a musical reference. Connecting with the pulse is something that we do as musicians, right? Every piece of music has a pulse, and there's a kind of rhythmic drive that the musicians get on board with that and really relate to each other through that pulse. So that connection that we have as an orchestra is something that we hope translates into the community. We want the San Juan Symphony to be really the musical pulse of our community. We want everyone to be able to connect with that and to be able to enjoy these concerts in person or online, wherever our audiences are. So again, this idea of connection, very important this year as we come back from the pandemic.
Indeed, indeed. And I know folks are thrilled to see another subscription series of four concerts planned in both Farmington and Durango, correct?
That's right. Yes. Yeah. One concert in Farmington, one concert in Durango. So those concert weekends, there's many opportunities to enjoy the music, no matter where you are.
Right. And the reason that you and I are talking in August, though, is because season tickets are going on sale. They are already, I think, on sale, right, in some areas. And so that's a great offer and a great deal for folks to get on board with that.
That's right. Yeah, it is. It's amazing that it's August, actually.
I know,
and here
right.
We are getting ready for this 37th season. Yes, August 8th, this coming Monday, is the beginning of our new season ticket sales. You're right. Some of our renewals have already happened. We are so grateful for all of our season ticket buyers, especially those who are renewing for multiple years. It means so much to have your support. But yes, August 8th, this Monday, new season tickets go on sale. And as you mentioned, we have some great deals. You know, the first time season ticket buyers in Durango can take 50% off the price of their seats, and in Farmington, 25% off. The seating costs are variable depending on which section you're in Durango and Farmington. But great deals, Scott. We want this to be something that is accessible to a really wide swath of our community. We understand that making the commitment to a season ticket requires looking at your calendar, putting these dates on there, but there are four subscription concerts included with the season ticket. So it's four weekends a year from October through April, and we believe they are babysitter-worthy events. So for folks out there who have that extra consideration of finding childcare for their families, this is absolutely worth it. Every San Juan Symphony event is a special event, and we know that there's so many good reasons to put these events on your calendar. So get those season tickets come Monday. You get a great discount if it's your first time, and again, something on offer for everyone.
Very true. And that term is something I learned from you, Thomas Heuser, babysitter worthy, and it couldn't be more true, I think. Talk to me just a bit about what you have lined up for these concerts as we take a look at the poster, beginning with the first concert weekend in October, the 8th and 9th.
That's right, October 8th and 9th. This is a concert we're calling Bolero, French Impressions. Now, of course, Bolero is a great work for the symphony orchestra by Maurice Ravel from the 20th century, early 20th century work. Ravel conceived this as a kind of exercise in rhythm and orchestration, and it has one of the great musical pulses of all time, this yan-ta-ta-ta-tan, yan-ta-ta-tan-tan-tan, this drum pulse that pervades the entire 15-minute work. And over that is this beautiful, familiar melody to many people. And that sort of overlay of the melody and the rhythm is an incredible tapestry for Ravel to show us all of his great orchestral colors. And those orchestral colors come from this French tradition, French impressionist tradition that we're going to be exploring with the music of Claude Debussy, namely, and also composers like Lily Boulanger and Arthur Honegger. The great piece by Arthur Honegger on this program is called Pacific 231. It's a depiction of a steam locomotive accelerating and then finally getting to its maximum speed and putting on the brakes and coming into the station, which appeals, I think, to our Durango and Farmington communities who so love their train here in the Four Corners region. So lots of beautiful, fascinating French music on this first October program. That gets us started in 2022. And I'll just jump right into November, Scott.
Yes.
We have the so much music to unpack. We have the Mozart Requiem on offer in November. This is a work from 1791, the year that Mozart died. Those of you who have seen the movie Amadeus know the famous story of his leaving the work incomplete at his death and working on it on his deathbed. Maybe the movie's a little exaggerated, but still, this is Mozart's final musical statement. It is incredibly powerful. And we have four brilliant soloists coming from around the country and the Four Corners to participate with our community chorus in Farmington, the Caliente Singers, as well as the Durango Choral Society and the Chamber Singers at Fort Lewis College. So that's what's on offer just in the fall. It's really something.
Very good. And those dates are the November 5th and 6th for our radio audience, so they can check their calendars and make plans to join the symphony. One thing I had neglected to mention is I am a board member of the San Juan Symphony, so I always like to disclose that to the audience. But that takes us into 2023, doesn't it? And two concerts
it
there.
It does, yes. And one thing we should mention is that for audiences interested in purchasing season tickets, of
yes.
course, visit our website, sanjuansymphony.org. There you'll find instructions on whether to buy on our website or visit the community concert hall's website and phone lines. Operators are standing by. We're so excited to be getting these tickets out. And there are other sort of off-subscription concerts that we'll talk about as well that include the Nutcracker come Christmas time. But you're right, February 2023, the Symphony will be back with our third subscription program that's part of the season package. That concert's called Visionary Beethoven, and we are playing Beethoven's 7th Symphony. This is a work from 1813 that still today packs as much importance and power as any work created in the 19th century. You know, his symphonies are the most iconic in the repertoire. And my good friend James Foster said, well, if you pick an odd-numbered Beethoven, you can't go wrong. But this 7th Symphony is truly dynamic, exciting, passionate, and it has this very famous slow movement that we call the Funeral March. Oddly enough, it's not named that in the score, but it still has this connotation of being this incredible, passionate funeral dirge that I think is one of Beethoven's most popular musical works. And that's late February of 2023.
Right,
and then
the
we 25th move into and, April.
The 25th
of 2026,
I was going
and
to
our
just
season
say.
Finale this year, we're calling Poetry in Motion. This features Brahms's 4th symphony, his final symphony. Lots of great masterworks on display this year. Really, hopefully, playing music that people know and love. That's part of our mission this year in connecting with everyone, is to bring back these classic, great symphonic works for the orchestra to enjoy as well as the audience. And on this Poetry in Motion concert, in addition to Brahms's brooding and incredibly elaborate 4th symphony, we'll have the first instance of a double orchestra where the San Juan Symphony will be joined side by side with the San Juan Symphony Youth Orchestra. So this is going to be a great opportunity to mentor our youth, have them performing side by side with our professionals. This is a great chance for us to pack the stage and really make an incredible impression with some music that we're still figuring out what's the best once we figure out what students come back into the orchestra. So this is a call to action for our student community to join our youth orchestra program. The deadline to register is early September. You can find all that information on our website as well, sanjuansymphony.org.
Very good, very good. And of course, that will be April 22nd, 23rd, that weekend.
Absolutely, yes. And then again, there are these sort of off subscription programs that you can find information online as well. The Nutcracker coming up in December. This is the return of the State Street Ballet to Durango at the Community Concert Hall. And then in May of 2023, we have a family concert that we're calling Movie Music. This is a great introduction to the orchestra for families and children of all ages. Playing the movie music is something that very much connects young people to the symphony orchestra. It's a sound that they have in their ears anyway. So there'll be music of John Williams, Enrico Morricone, Hans Zimmer, Danny Elfman, and many others.
Very good. And those tickets are pretty specially priced, too, for the family concert.
That's right. Yeah, there's a great discount for families. You know, we want to make it affordable. Again, babysitter worthy is not the only factor. It's also a shorter program, afternoon program, a sort of introduction to the symphony for young people. And you're right, it's important to note that we do have those discounted prices. I believe they are only $5 tickets available at the door.
Very good. Well, it looks like a great season. It's wonderful to see, you've got Mozart and Beethoven in the same season. So I think a lot of folks are thrilled about that, Thomas Heuser. And of course, it's always great to have you on the program. I know we'll talk again, hopefully ahead of each concert to get a little more in depth into the music and kind of what it all means. And the explanation is only you can explain it to us. And so we really appreciate it, Thomas. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Scott, for having me.
You bet. Always great to see you. That's Thomas Heuser, the music director of the San Juan Symphony, getting ready to celebrate season 37, my guest here on KSJE.
This is the